the final halakha in Hilchot Yom HaKippurim, at the end of the siman which deals with what you do on Motzei Yom Kippur, the Rama says that the Hamadaktikim Matchilim Miyad B'Motzei Yom Kippur Basiyat HaSukkah, people who are punctilious with their mitzvah observance, so they start making their sukkot immediately after Yom Kippur. But then in the next siman, which is the first siman of Hilchot Sukkah, the Rama also says, U'mitzvah L'Takein HaSukkah Miyad L'Achar Yom Kippur. It's a mitzvah to make your sukkah straight after Yom Kippur. So the Mishnah Brura wonders why we need to have this halakha twice, once at the end of Hilchot Yom HaKippurim, once at the beginning of Hilchot Sukkah, both times written by the Rama. So he explains that as far as the halakha in Hilchot Yom HaKippurim is concerned, that means on Motzei Yom Kippur you should start building your sukkah, you do something towards the building of your sukkah, and then the next halakha is dealing with the next day, the day after Sukkot, that's when you should finish building your sukkah if possible, or certainly do most of the work on it. So there's an interesting discussion about whether or not one should say a bracha on making a sukkah. And of course, we know that we don't, but in actual fact, this is a point of machloket between the Bavli, where the Gemara in Masechet Menachot Daf Membet Amud Aleph says that you don't say a bracha on building a sukkah, and the Yerushalmi in Perek Tet of Masechet Brachot that says that you do say a bracha when you build a sukkah. So on the face of it, it would seem that we've simply got a machloket here between the Bavli and the Yerushalmi about whether in building a sukkah is in itself a mitzvah. Why might it be a mitzvah? Because Chag HaSukkot Taseh Lecha, that doesn't just say you that Sukkot comes around, but you should make Chag HaSukkot, or whether building a sukkah is just Hechsher Mitzvah, that according to the Bavli, that it's just a case of Hechsher Mitzvah, it's preparing for a mitzvah, and you don't say a bracha on Hechsher Mitzvah. That's whereas according to the Yerushalmi, it's actually a mitzvah to build the sukkah. However, Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank in Mikrai Kodesh, he makes another suggestion and says it might be that Yerushalmi also agrees that building a sukkah is hechsher mitzvah, it's just preparation, enabling a mitzvah, but the Yerushalmi might have a shita that in actual fact you always say a bracha on hechsher mitzvah. Now the She'iltot, a Gaonic work, that actually says there are two mitzvot involved with regard to the mitzvah of sukkah. One is to build the sukkah, and the other is to use the sukkah, to live in it, to eat in the sukkah. So Rav Reuven Margoliot in Nefesh Chaya, he comes to a very radical suggestion, and he says that it might be that according to this She'iltot, there's a chiyuv to build a sukkah, even if you're not going to be using it. That's, let's say, you know, for whatever reason, you're going to be patur from the mitzvah of sukkah, that you've got an operation scheduled for Erev Yom Tov, which you can't change. So you know you're going to be ill over Sukkot. That's nevertheless, you've still got a mitzvah to build a sukkah, because it says Chag HaSukkot Taseh Lecha. However, Rav Zevin rejects this. Rav Zevin in Hamoadim B'Halacha, he says that it's inconceivable like that. We know there's a mitzvah to harvest the grain for the Omer offering, but we also know that if there's not going to be any Omer offering, so then there's obviously no imperative whatsoever to harvest the grain. The same here. If you know you're not going to be using the sukkah, then obviously there's no mitzvah in building a sukkah. The Netziv, in his work on the She'iltot, HaMek She'ela, he also addresses this shita of the She'iltot, that there's a mitzvah to build a sukkah, and he explains that with the mitzvah of sukkah, building the sukkah is, in truth, only Hechsher mitzvah, but Hechsher mitzvah of sukkah is different to the Hechsher mitzvah of other mitzvot. With other mitzvot, Hechsher mitzvah isn't particularly a mitzvah in itself. That's baking the matzah. Matzot have got to be baked, because otherwise you haven't got any matzot, but there's no particular mitzvah in baking the matzot, as opposed to the sukkah. Whereas the sukkah, it's true that it's only Hechsher mitzvah, and therefore you don't say a bracha on building the sukkah. Nevertheless, because the pasuk Pasuk says, Chag HaSukkot Taseh Lecha, in this instance, there's actually a mitzvah involved with Heksha, so Heksha mitzvah. And he says, Nafkamina would be, that's the notion of mitzvah bo yotem mi bishlucho. That's, it's a mitzvah for you to do it yourself rather than designating it or delegating it to somebody else. That's, with building, with baking matzah, there's no reason why I should go and bake the matzahs at all. It's perfectly fine for me to sell somebody else to bake the matzahs. As far as my sukkah is concerned, that's, my sukkah will be kosher if somebody else does it on my behalf. But nevertheless, there is a mitzvah for me to be involved in the heksha mitzvah of building the sukkah. Ad kan.